is there to help me, to help you.
uNkulunkulu khona enkazimulweni yakhe njengoba liculile ikhwaya ukuthi mbheke nangwe hlezi sihlalweni sakhe sobukhosi ukhona lapho ekhonela ukusiza mina nokusiza wena.
To save us out of our trouble, to save us from this world, to save us from Satan's power and darkness.
Ukhona ukuba asisize, asisindise kulelizwe, asisindise, asitakule emandleni obumnyama kaSatan.
So how we ought to praise God for such opportunities that we can be enlightened by His word and hear Him speaking within in a voice and with a voice that cannot be likened to any other voice.
Mele simbonga ukuthi angakwazi ukuthi akhulume nathi alelo phimbo lakhe engeke lafaniswa namanye amaphimbo.
Let us pray.
Asithandaz.
We thank you, Lord, for life and for all that you are doing far above our thinking, far above our understanding.
Siyakubonga Nkulunkulu wethu ngokuphila osipha khona. Sikubonga Nkosi nangakho konke osenzela khona okungaphezu kokuqonda nokucabanga kwethu.
And we want to humbly appear in your presence that you will be able to reach our hearts and do a life-changing work.
Sithanda Nkosi ukuzithoba phambi kobukhona bakho ukuba Nkosi wenza umsebenzi wakho oyisimangaliso, umsebenzi oguqula impilo yomuntu.
We thank you for brethren, for leaders, for those whom you have given us that we can live that life that pleases you, and may this service serve to that purpose too.
Siyakubonga Nkosi ngabazalwane, siyakubonga Nkosi ngabaholi osiphe bona. Siyakucela Nkosi ukuba siphile leyo mpilo oyidingayo nale nkonzo Nkosi bekulo msebenzi ukuthi inhloso yakho ukuthi siguqule siphile leyo mpilo.
So we pray, our Heavenly Father, that you would be merciful to us and work through your holy word in our midst wherever we find ourselves, even if we are alone, but that you would encompass us as if we are gathered as a church, as a congregation, where you reveal yourself.
Siyakucela Nkosi ukuba usebenze kithina noma ikuphi lapho sikhona noma umuntu ehleli ngayedwana, kodwa Nkosi usebenze kube ngathi sihlangene sindawonye, uzambule kithina Nkosi njengebandla.
Through your name, Lord Jesus, we ask this.
Nkosi siyakucela konke lokhu ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, today there have been portions that have blessed me so this service will maybe be a bit different than usual.
Kunengxenye zeindawo ethize eBhayibhelini ezingibusisile ngalokho ngenze ukuthi le nkonzo ithi ukuhluka kunokujwayelekile.
But I would like to start and read a portion out of Mark chapter 5. From verse 21.
Ngithanda ukuthi ngiqale ukuthi ngifunde incwadi indaba encwadini kaMark isahluko sesihlanu ivese lamashumi amabili nanye 21.
Mark chapter 5 from verse 21.
Incwadi kaMark isahluko sesihlanu ivese lamashumi amabili nanye.
When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake.
Khona uJesu esebuye ewelele ngaphesheya komkhumbi, kwabuthana isixuku esikhulu kuye engaselwandle.
Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet.
Kwase kufika omunye wabaphathi besinagogue nguJairus igama lakhe, owathi kuba ambone waziphonsa phansi ngasezinyaweni zakhe.
And pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live."
Wamncenga kakhulu wathi, "Indodakazi yami isiyalela, ake uze ubeke izandla phezu kwayo ukuba isindiswe iphile."
So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him.
Wahamba naye isixuku esikhulu samlandela samcindezela.
And then we hear and the story of the woman who had been suffering from bleeding in her body for 12 years.
Bese ke sithola khona la indaba yesifazane owayenomopho iminyaka eyishumi nambili.
And how she had come and said, "If I can only touch the hem of his garment and be healed."
Siyezwa nokuthi sehluphe isikhathi eside, washo wathi uma ngingathinta nje izingubo zakhe ngingasindiswa.
And how Jesus could tell her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
Sithole nokuthi uJesu wakhuluma naye kanjani kuye esho ethi, "Ndodakazi, ukukholwa kwakho kukusindisile. Hamba ube nokuthula, usuphulukile enhluphekweni yakho."
And then verse 35, while Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?"
Siyafunde vesini lamashumi amathathu nanhlanu kuthiwa esakhuluma kwafika bomphathi wesinagoge bathi, "Indodakazi yakho isifile. Usamkhathazelani umfundisi na?"
Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
Kwathi uJesu ezwile izwi elishiyoyo, wathi kumphathi wesinagoge, "Ungesabi, kholwa kuphela."
He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James.
Akavumelanga muntu amlandele kuphela uPetru noJakobe noJohane umfowabo kaJakobe.
When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly.
Bafika ke endlini yomphathi wesinagogue wabona isiyaluyalo nabakhalayo nabalila kakhulu.
He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep."
Wangena wathi kubo, "Niyaluzelani, nikhalelani na? Umntwana akafile kodwa ulele."
But they laughed at him.
Bamhleka usulu.
After he had put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was.
Kepha yena wabakhipha bonke, wathatha uyise umntwana nonina kanye nababe naye, wangena lapho kulele khona umntwana.
He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talita kum," which means, Little girl, I say to you, get up.
Wabamba umntwana ngesandla wathi kuye Talitha kumi okungukuthi ngokuhunyushwa ntombazana ngithi kuwe vuka.
Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished.
Yayisivuka masinyane intombazane yahamba ngokuba eneminyaka eyishumi nambili khona bamangala ngokumangala okukhulu.
He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat.
Wabayalisisa ukuba lokhu kungaziwa muntu futhi wathi mayiphiwe ukudla.
Here we find the Lord at work.
Lana se thola uNkulunkulu esebenza.
And as our leader had said years ago, how he had said how privileged the people were that were with Jesus on this earth.
Njoba wayejwayele ukusho umholi wethu iminyaka eminingi edlule ethi hawu banenhlanhla labo bantu ababekhona emhlabeni uJesu esekhona.
But Jesus said at another occasion, it is expedient, it is better for you that I go. If I do not go, because if I go, I will send you the Comforter who will be with you.
Kodwa Jesu washo kwesinye isikhathi wathi kunilungele ukuba ngihambe. Ngoba mangihamba ngiyakunithumela umduduzi oyakuba kanye nani.
So Jesus in all his fullness was at work while it was day, while he was still in this world.
UJesu ekugcwalisweni kwakhe, ekupheleleni kwakhe, wayekade esebenza kusakhanya esela emhlabeni.
And Christian, do you want to experience the fullness of what Jesus has for your life?
Wena mKristu mzalwane uyathanda ukuthi uthole ukupheleliswa kwalokhu Jesu anakho ngempilo yakho na?
Then listen to his words.
Makunjalo ke lalela izwi lakhe.
His words are life.
Amazwi akhe angokuphila.
He himself is life.
Yena qobo lwakhe ungokuphila.
No one comes to the Father but through him.
Akekho oza kubaba ngaphandle kokuthi eze ngaye.
And whether you are a child, if you want to experience Jesus raising you out of the dead, then draw close to his words. Draw close to him. Pray to him. Believe in him.
Akubonga umntwana kodwa mawuthanda ukuzwa uJesu ekuvusa kwabafile. Sondela kuye, sondela emazwini akhe.
Jesus, who is the author of life, who brings meaning to life.
UJesu yena obe ngumqambi wokuphila, yena wenza ukuthi ukuphila kube nenani, kube nomgomo.
Get to know him.
Yazana naye.
Let your heart cry out to him.
Inhliziyo yakho mayikhale kuye.
When Jairus, he saw Jesus and he, as a ruler of the synagogue, fell down at his feet.
Lapho uJairu embona uJesu, yena engumbusi wesinagogue, kodwa owaphansi ngasezinyaweni zakhe.
Because he saw, here is the Savior, here is the Redeemer, here is God coming down to help me in my need.
Ngoba wabona uPaul ukuthi nanga umsindisi, nanga umhlengi uJesu ezobhekana nesidingo sami.
He is the only one that I can turn to now.
Nanga kuyena kuphela engingabheka kuye kulesi sikhathi.
My only daughter is sick unto death.
Indodakazi yami kuyona yodwa enginayo iyagula ibheke kufeni.
Maybe you loved life.
Hamba ubukuthanda ukuphila.
You had joys at life and at your friends and family, but somehow or other your joy has been robbed.
Ubunentokozo ekuphileni kunezinto ezikujabulisayo kodwa ngandlela thize leyo ntokozo yakho isusiwe kuwe.
See him. He is the one who alone can help you in your need.
Beka kuye mbone yena ngoba uye kuphela ongakwazi ukukusiza esidingweni sakho.
Maybe a sin has grown over your head and you are now enslaved. You don't know where to turn to. Sin has caused death in you and you don't see das Sinn des Lebens. You don't see the need of living anymore.
Mhlambe kunesono esesikhulile kuwe ekhanda lakho. Sesikwenza ukuthi ungasazi ukuthi wenze njani. Awusasiboni ngisho isidingo sokuphila ngenxa lesono.
Maybe a type of sickness has crept in. And you are in anguish, in agony, maybe day and night. You are harassed and encompassed by this trouble.
Mhlambe khona ukufa ugulo sekungenile usenhlungwini ubusuku nemini awusakwazi nokunyakaza usekuhluphekene okunzima ngenxa lesifo.
And if you are in earnest, and may I ask, Christian, are you in earnest when you come to Christ, or is it just a hallelujah affair? Or a prayer affair? Or are you in earnest bringing your pleas to the Lord?
Kodwa ke ngikubuza emzalwane ukuthi uma uza kuyo uKristu umuze enkosini uza ngokulangazelela na noma uyakwenza nje ukuthandaza nje noma haleluya nje kukhona yini ukuzimisela okunokulangazelela?
Do you see the need that there is death at hand?
We are sibona yini isidingo ubona ukuthi lesisime sinzima kunokufa khona.
Do you know that the wage of sin is death?
We are konda yini ukuthi inkokhelo yosono ingukufa na?
Do you know that the gift of God is Jesus, our Savior?
We are konda yini ukuthi isipho somusa sikaNkulunkulu uJesu umsindisi wethu na?
Jairus pleaded earnestly, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her."
Ujairu wamncenga kakhulu wathi indodakazi yami isiyalela ke uze ubeke izandla phezukwayo ukuba isindiswe.
Maybe his being the ruler of the synagogue, the place where he was teaching and instructing the people, was of no avail to him anymore. This was now his hour of need. This was now his opportunity, seeing Jesus.
Mhlambi lokho ukuthi ube umbusi wesinagogu bengasasho lutho kulesi sikhathi kodwa bese bhekene nalelo hora lesidingo la ebona ukuthi uyamdinga uJesu amsize.
May God grant that you also see him, Jesus, this morning.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ukuba nawe umbone uJesu ekuseni.
Yes, there's a crowd encompassing Jesus, and everyone has got his own words and his own ideas and his own convictions about Jesus.
Yebo khona lesixhuku esikhulu esimzungezile uJesu futhi kulesixhuku ilona lo muntu unokwakhe unemicabango yakhe unokwakhe kushoyo ngalo Jesu.
But Jesus looks for you.
Kodwa uJesu ufuna wena.
He's waiting for you.
Ulinde wena.
That's why he is passing by. Can you see him? Can you hear him passing by?
Ingakho edlule, ngabe uyamuzwa yini? Uyambona yini ukuthi nangu edlule?
Just prior to this, Jesus went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes, and there was this demon-possessed man who lived his life.
Phambi kwalokhu uJesu bekade edlula ngasezweni lamagerasa, nangu lo muntu onamadimoni owayiphilela nje impilo yakhe.
And when he saw Jesus, he ran to him in his demonic state. He ran to him and uttered those things that came from the spirits that possessed him.
And
he ran and fell on his knees before Jesus. Then Jesus commanded those evil spirits to depart. And on that day, this man who was uncontrollable, who was the fear of the community, received salvation and healing.
Kalolo suku lo muntu oyengabambeki engakhuzeki esatshwa na umphakathi kalolo suku wathola ukwelashwa.
It was as if Jesus had just come for him, although he wanted to be apart from the crowd. Here was this one man living amongst the graves, and Jesus came to him on that day and said, "Today you will be freed from the ties and the bondage and slavery of Satan and his demons."
Kwabangazuthi uJesu beqonde kuye nje ngqo eze kuyena nakuba wefuna ukusuka phakathi kwesixuku, kodwa lo muntu obephila emathuneni weza kuye uJesu kwangathi usuku lapho uJesu ethi kuye namhlanje wena uzokhululwa eziboshweni zakho.
Therefore come out from amongst the crowd.
Akho phuma phakathi kwalezo zicuku.
Leave what others are saying.
Khohle ukuthi abanye bathini.
Leave their experiences and their wise advices.
Siya lokhu bona bathi bayakwazi sebahlangabezana nakho neziluleko zabo eziqhamuka zizinhle.
You need Jesus.
Wena udinga uJesu.
And you alone can find him. Nobody can find him for you. Yes. Someone can lead you to Christ, but you need to find him for your own life, for your own benefit, for your own salvation.
Futhi wena udinga ukuthi umthole uJesu, wena kuphela akekho omunye ozokutholela yena. Yebo omunye angakusiza kuholele kuye uKristu, kodwa wena udinga ukuthi umthole ukuze kusizakale wena, ukuze kusindiswe wena.
And when Jesus got into the boat again, the man who had been demon-possessed begged him to go with him. But Jesus had another commission for him. And he said, "Go home to your family." Did he have a family? He did have a family. And Jesus now says, "You go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you.
UJesu wathi kuyahamba ekhaya kwabakini. Hawu kanti ube nabo abakubo. Yebo ube nabo. Uthi hamba babikele ukuthi kungakanani inkosi ekwenzele khona yakuhawukela.
The family had known him just to be a vagabond, just to be a destroyer, in self-inflicting wounds on himself, tearing chains apart. That the family knew him as such.
Abomden bebemazi lo muntu njengomhambuma, njengomuntu obedala incithakalo kuphela, umuntu obeqhashula ngisho amaketanga.
And now Jesus said, you go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you. And then he was obedient. Oh, it's sweet to be obedient to Jesus.
A
child, it's also sweet to obey your parents. You have the assurance that I am fulfilling God's command. And I can expect a good life. Maybe also a long life. And it will go well with me. Those are the promises of the Lord. But if you transgress that, how can it go well with you? You will be blessed by being obedient, and others will be blessed through seeing your obedience.
Uzobusiseka uma ngabulalela, nabanye futhi babusiseke ngokubona ukulalela kwakho.
May I touch on this?
Ake ngithinte lokhu.
Many people may be wonder, why make such a fuss about your leader? About Reverend Stegan, who's been working and toiling for 70 years amongst you. Why are you putting such importance on that?
I am
one of them
that
can testify how much the Lord has done to me through this vessel who was willing to deny himself, to forsake father and mother, to forsake what was gained to him and became poor for the gospel's sake.
Kingumunye wabo ongafakazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu umsebenzise kanjani kimi, esebenzisa lesitsha sakhe esavuma ukudela uyise nonina, sadela abakubo, sadela esasizokuthola.
And I'm enriched. I now have got a standing.
Manje sengiyakwazi nokuma.
I have got a family.
Nginomndeni.
God cares for me.
Nkulunkulu uyanginakekela.
Perhaps more than for others.
Mhlawumbe ngaphezu kwabanye.
And I've been under his admonition and under his correction. There are times where I had to cry. Not out of joy, but out of pain, because of being corrected by the servant of the Lord.
Hlalile ngafundiswa ilenceku kaNkulunkulu Questions cutting, solo food, and gondis. Quest cutting, Kali, Yembez, I'm Oban Togosa, Cotan Oban Gondis.
And now, in his old age, should I mock him? Should I not be patient with him? Should I not love him more for what I have received at his hand? Should I say, let him be silenced, let him sit down? Why can't I? Because of the love that I have and appreciation, be able to endure his fragility, his aging, him at his age still seeking to fulfill what Christ has laid on his heart. He doesn't want to, till the last breath, want to withhold anything that the Lord has instructed him. And I now want to say, oh, I can't bear this. Ah, it's not good. Let it be, it's good to me. Why can't I beg Azela? Why can't I show my appreciation for the years of blessing and now just dump him overboard?
Manje ebudaleni bakhe bekufanele yini ukuthi ngimbhuqe, bekufanele yini ukuthi ngithi hayi akathule akahlale le, kodwa kufanele kube njalo ngenxa yothando enginalo ngaye ngalokho angenzela khona. Ngenxa yeminyaka eminingi yezibusiso engayiphila ngaphansi kwakhe, kumele ukuba ngimbekezele, kumele ukuba ngimthande, ngingathi hayi angikwazi ukubezelela lokhu, hayi akahlale le, akukho angakusho.
I told you the service will maybe be and sound a bit different.
Bengimtshelile ekuqaleni ngathi mhlawumbe inkonzo izothi ukuhluka kancane.
So this man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis. It also refers to the 10 cities, how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed.
Wamukake waqala ukulanda eDecapoli, kukhulunywa nangamanye amadolobha ayishumi ngokuthi kungakanani bekwenzile kuJesu.
Pity that very often we just stop with being amazed and it only lasts for a short time, a year or two or three or ten. Then my amazement comes to an end.
Kuyadabukisa ukuthi kaningi sigcina ngokumangala. Kube into ezothatha isikhashanyana nje, mhlawumbe unyaka emithathu eyishumi, bese lokho kumangala kwami kuphele konke.
I must continue, otherwise I keep you for too long.
Kumele uba ngiqhubeke mangenjalo ngigcina isikhathi eside.
He begged him, come and put your hands on her that she will be healed and live.
Amncenga ukuba abeke izandla phezu kwayo ukuba isindiswe iphile.
Amazing, this Jairus, this ruler. He didn't want her just to be saved, just to be healed, but he wished her to live in abundance, not as a cripple or half sick person. No, he wished life for his 12-year-old daughter.
Kuyamangaza ukuthi uJairu lona ubengaceli nje ukuba isindiswe kuphela, kodwa befuna ukuthi iphile, ibe nako ukuphila kuphelele ingabi umuntu okhubazekile umuntu ongakwazi ukwenza izinto kodwa iphili ikwazi ukuzenzela izinto.
And children, that is why we maybe preach as we do and we sound so thundering and hard. It's because we want you to live, not to be slicked in, not to be swallowed by this world. This world that is passing by with all its glory and pleasure and fashion.
Bantwana mhlambi ingakho sikhuluma ngalendlela esikhuluma ngayo mhlambi kuzwakala ngathi siyaqinisa kuze kube ngathi kuyaduma ingoba sinifunela ukuthi nibe nokuphila ningathathwa ilelizwe elinezinto zalo eziningi ezidlulayo.
So Jesus heard this earnest cry.
UJesu wezwa lokukhala kokuncenga.
This earnest pleading.
Lokuncenga okunomncusa.
And while Jesus was speaking, verse 35, some men came from the house of the ruler and said, "Your daughter is dead."
Vesi lamashumi amathathu nanhlanu esakhuluma kwafika bomphathi wesinagoge bathi indodakazi yakho isifile.
Humanly speaking, menschlich gesagt, keine Hoffnung. Hope is gone. If you dead, you dead.
Ngokobuntu, uma sekunje, ithemba seliphelile. Uma umuntu esefile, usefile.
Don't trouble the master. Don't trouble the teacher. She is dead. It's too late.
Ungamkhathazi umfundisi. Ungabe samhlupa. Sefile, sekulate.
But Jesus, ignoring what they said. Jesus, ignore our words, please. And speak your words that above the humanity and chatter of this world and of Christians, whether they are alive or dead. Oh, Jesus, ignore these words and speak. Don't be afraid. Just believe.
UJesu akakunakanga ukukhuluma kwabo. Oh Jesu, impela ungakunaka ukukhuluma kwethu, amazwi ethu. Kodwa khuluma wakho amazwi, Nkosi, anokuphila. Khuluma wakho amazwi asho ukuthi ungesabi, kholwa kuphela.
Baba has often said, Reverend Steen has often said, learn languages. So I will also speak a bit in German. So pardon me if you won't understand everything.
Ubaba umfundisi ubejwayele ukusho ukuthi asifundi ilimi. Ningixoleleke mangizobuye ngithi ucaphuna kwisijalimane manje ngeke nilandele kahle konke.
Jesus überhörte das Wort, das geredet wurde. Oder hörte es nebenbei. Jesus was on his path. Don't be afraid, Jairus. Just believe.
Jesu ebeyakha indlela ebehamba ngayo. Uthi ungesabi, Jairus. Kholwa kuphela.
Have you been struck by fear?
Ngabe wena usushaywa ukwesaba na?
No hope.
Jesus,
command Jairus, do not fear. Just believe.
UJesu yamyala uJairus uthi ungesabi, kholwa kuphela.
And what did Jairus do? He kept silent.
Wenzani uJairus? Wathula wavala umlomo.
He didn't hang his head in hopelessness, in a lost despair.
azange ahlale njengomuntu osebheke phansi ephelelwe ithemba engesenathemba ukuthi kusengalungi.
We can be blessed if at times we keep our mouth shut.
Singabusiseka uma kwezinye izikhathi nje singake sivale imlomo yethu.
He had to wait upon the Lord.
Kwakudinga ukuthi ahlale alindele uNkulunkulu.
Jesus was still attending to this woman who in her faith had been healed.
UJesu besebhize kulwesifazane osindisiwe ngokukholwa kwakhe.
And he knew what the time was. We don't know what the time is. Friend, do you know what the time is? Can you tell God what to do when? Pity, pity. And maybe that's why you lose out. You are off the station. You are out of God's time. You have got an earthly watch and not a heavenly watch.
Ingabe uJesu ubesazi isikhathi ukuthi sizoba nini? Ingabe wena uyasazi isikhathi na? Usufuna ukutshela inkosi ukuthi kumele yenze ini ngasikhathi sini kanjani? Mhlawumbe ingakho uzithola kuleso simo kusona, isimo esinzima ungasizakali.
Blessed if we would react a bit like Martha at the death of Lazarus.
Singabusiseke uma singenza njengoMartha ngendlela enza ngayo ngokufa kukaLazaro.
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Ethinko, uma ngabe wena ubukhona umfowethu ngaba kafile.
But thank God, Martha, for your insight. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.
Uthi kodwa makabonga uNkulunkulu uthi uMartha mbuleleke lokuthi ngiyazi ukuthi uyosinikeza noma ikuphi esikucelayo.
It wasn't too late for Martha.
UMartha kabonanga sengazi ukuthi sekulate isikhathi sesidlule.
Watch out what you utter with your words.
Qaphelisisa ukuthi uphumiselani emlonyeni wakho.
Don't bind yourself by your own words.
Ungazibophezeli uzivalele khoneni ngawakho amazwi.
The consequences of your words can be catastrophic.
Imphumela yamagama akho akhishwa wena ngaba imphumela engaba nobunzima obukhulu.
Words can be binding.
Ngoba amazwi owakhulumayo angakubopha.
And what you have said have maybe been binding words on many a hearer, those who listen to your words, whether they heard them from their mouth or whether they heard them via your pen.
Mhlamba amazwi akho owakhulumile ngaba amazwi ayisiphazamiso kwabaningi abakuzwile, mhlamba kuze waphumisela ngomlomo noma mhlamba bawafunde kokubhale phansi.
In these past services, we have heard that the husband can nullify the words of what his wife has spoken. He can nullify them.
Sizwile kulezi inkonzo ezidlule ukuthi ubaba angakwazi ukuthi abulale amagama akhulunywe umkakhe.
Maybe you parents, you can nullify the words of your child.
Mhlambe nawe mzali ungakwazi ukuthi ubulale amagama, wenzise amagama akhulunywe ingane yakho.
Have you just let the words live that your child has uttered?
Ngabe amagama aphinyiselwe ingane yakho vele wayeka nje ukubaqhubeka kanjalo.
And now those words has bound you. and all listeners.
Mhlambe manje lawo magama lawo mazwi asekubophile wena kanye nabawazwile.
You've maybe said it's too late. Too late.
Sambu sophimisela wathi hayi seku late sekusemva kwesikhathi.
Why didn't you say, but I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask.
Yini ubungasho ukuthi kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi namanje uNkulunkulu angakupha nanoma ikuphi ocelayo.
This morning I read a bit out of Jeremiah chapter 17.
Ekuseni namhlanje ngike ngathi ukufunda encwadini kaJeremiah isahluko seshumi nesikhombisa.
Jeremiah, prophet of God, spokesman of God. He alone had to stand against many other prophets.
Jeremiah lo ongumprofeti kaNkulunkulu, isikhulumi sikaNkulunkulu, yena yedwa kwadinga ukuthi ame phakathi kwabanye abaprofeti.
And all that he prophesied came into fulfillment.
Konke lokho akuprofetha kwagcwaliseka.
And the prophecies of all the wise and the trusted, and whom the kings or the king relied on, and who threw Jeremiah into a pit, who beat Jeremiah, who put him into the stocks, their words fell to the ground.
Kwasekuthi iziprofethi zalabo bekuthiwa bahlakaniphile, labo beyizethenjwa, labo inkosi bekuyibona balalelayo, abaze bamthatha uJeremiya bamphonsa emgodini, bamshaya awaba amazwi iziprofethi zabo zawela phansi zaba yize.
At the beginning he says, Die Sünde Judas ist geschrieben mit eisernen Griffeln und mit spitzigen Demanten geschrieben auf die Tafel ihres Herzens. Judas' sin is engraved with an iron tool. 17. Sorry. Inscribed with a flint point on the tablets of their hearts.
Ekuqaleni lapha esahlukweni seshumi nesikhombisa uyasho ukuthi isono sakwaJuda silothiwe ngothi lwensimbi lokuloba ngesihloko sedayimani. Siqoshiwe ezibhebheneni zezinhliziyo zabo nasezimpondweni zama-altare abo.
Verse 5. So spricht der Herr, verflucht ist der Mann, der sich auf Menschen verlässt und hält Fleisch für seinen Arm. Und mit seinem Herzen vom Herrn weicht.
Wislislan uthi usho kanje uJehova uthi qale kusumuntu othemba kubantu ayenze inyama ibe ingalo yakhe nonhliziyo yakhe isuka kuJehova.
Verse 7. Gesegnet aber ist der Mann, der sich auf den Herrn verlässt und des Zuversicht der Herr ist.
Lesikhombisa ubusisi umuntu othemba kuJehova nothemba lakhe linguJehova.
Mit dem falschen Vertrauen auf Menschenhilfe wird man zu Schanden und gleich dem verdorrenden Strauch im heißen, wasserlosen Wüstenland. Das lebendige Gottvertrauen gewährt auch in Zeiten der Dürre reichen Zufluss, göttliche Tröstung und Stärkung. The true and living trust in the Lord endures in times of drought.
Ukuphila ngokumethemba uNkulunkulu kuyahlala kume ngisho nangezikhathi zesomiso.
And there is rich abundance of godly comfort and enrichment.
Futhi khona isibusiso nokududuzeka kuNkulunkulu nokuceba kuNkulunkulu.
Es ist das Herz ein trotzig und verzagt Ding. Wer kann es ergründen? Ich, der Herr, kann das Herz ergründen und die Nieren prüfen und gebe einem jeglichen nach seinem Tun, nach den Früchten seiner Werke. Vers 9 und 10.
Inhliziyo iyakhohlisa ngaphezu kwakho konke futhi imbi ngubani ongayaziyo na mina Jehova ngivivinya inhliziyo ngihlola izinso ukuba nginike kube yilona lo njengezindlela zakhe njengezithelo zezenzo zakhe.
Das Menschenherz, Jeremia kennt es, ist wörtlich ein überaus arglistig und heilloses Ding. Wie weiß es, Entschuldigungen zusammenzuraffen und seine Bosheit ein schönes Mäntelchen umzuhängen? Kein Mensch kann seine Heuchelei und Tücke ergründen und ans Licht ziehen. Nur der Herr kann's. Und darum sind seine Gerichte alle Zeit recht. So zum Beispiel, wer Unrecht gut zusammenscharrt, der gleicht dem Rebhuhn, das Eier ausbrütet, die es nicht gelegt hat. Jeremiah knew the heart of man.
Jeremia ubeyazi inhliziyo yomuntu,
which is full of guile and has just corruption in it.
Gcwele inyongo ebabayo futhi gcwele inkohlakalo phakathi.
It can gather all excuses and throw it on as a beautiful mantle.
Ngabutha konke ukuzithethelela bese umuntu akuthathe akwembathe.
No person can bring hypocrisy and evil wiles to the light.
Akekho ngaletha amacebo amabi akulethe ekukhanyeni.
Only the Lord can.
UNkulunkulu kuphela ongakwazi ukuthi akwenze lokho.
And that's why his judgments are always right.
Ingakho okwakhe kwahlulela ukuhlala kungokwangeqiniso ngesikhathi zonke.
Jesus told Jairus, do not be afraid. Don't listen to that. Only believe.
Verse 13.
Denn Herr, du bist die Hoffnung Israels. Alle, die dich verlassen, müssen zu Schanden werden. Und die Abtrünnigen müssen in die Erde geschrieben werden. Denn sie verlassen den Herrn, die Quelle des lebendigen Wassers.
O Tempel Israel, Jehova, bonke abakushiyayo bayakujapha. Abachezuki kimi bayakulotshwa emhlabathini. Ukuba bamshilo Jehova, umthombo wamanzi aphilayo.
Vers 14, heile du mich, Herr, so werde ich heil. Hilf du mir, so ist mir geholfen, denn du bist mein Ruhm.
Vers 14, ngiphulukise Jehova, ngiphuluke, ngisindise ngisindiswe ngokuba uludumo lwami.
Was den Propheten dermalen erregt, das ist vor allem der Spott der Feinde. Wo bleiben denn die Gerichte, mit denen du uns bedrohst? Nun drohst du schon 25 Jahre und es geschieht immer noch nichts. Und doch hat er sich nicht selbst zum Prophetenamt herzugedrängt. Es ist ihm keine Freude gewesen, Unglück zu weissagen. Was er geredet, ist nur, was der Herr ihm zu reden befohlen. Daher bittet er, Vers 17, werde mir doch nicht zur Entmutigung, zum Schrecknis. Das heißt, lass mich nicht im Stich, gib mich nicht den Hohn meiner Feinde preis. What especially moved Jeremiah, the prophet.
Loko kumthinte kakhulu Jeremiah umprophet.
Was the mockery of the enemy.
Kwakubhuqa kwesitha.
We are now the judgments with which you have placed before us.
Siphi manje izahlulelo zenu ebenizilethile na?
You already reprimand us for 25 years.
And
nothing has happened in these years.
Senisoli limnyaka eyishumi nanhlanu kodwa kuye yonke lemnyaka akwenzeki lutho.
But Jeremiah never made himself, gave him the position of a prophet.
Kodwa Jeremiah azenzanga yena futhi akayinikanga isikhundla somprophet.
It was not his joy to prophesy destruction. What he spoke was only what the Lord told him to speak.
Lokho akukhuluma ekwaphuma kuye yilokhu kuphela uNkulunkulu amyalo ukuba khulume.
That's why he pleads in verse 17.
Ingakho enxusa evesini leshumi nesikhombisa.
Do not be a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster.
Ungabi luvalo kimi, uyisiphephelo sami ngosuku lobubi.
Laat mij niet in die steek nie, maar gee mij nie om ontwil van mij vijanden. Laat mij niet om hulle ontwil vergaan nie. And then the Lord, in chapter 18, he sent him down to the potter.
Esahlukweni sika 18 siyathola ke lapho uNkulunkulu esemthumela kumbumbi.
Was sollte Jeremia in der Töpferwerkstätte lernen? What should Jeremiah have learned there in the workshop of the potter?
Ikuphi okufanele akufunde uJeremia elapho endlini yombumbi na?
Antwort: Gott hat das freie königliche Verfügungsrecht über Israel und alle Königreiche der Menschen. God is the one who decides the fate of Israel and all kingdoms of men.
Unkulunkulu uyenqumayo ngo-Israyeli ukuthi kuzowenzakalani nangembuso yonke yabantu.
Ist an seine Aussprüche nicht sklavisch gebunden wie an ein unabendliches Gesetz. He is not bound to his utterings or his commands like a law that cannot be changed.
Akaboshiwe kulogo akumela kukhulume nasemyalweni wakhe.
Er kann Drohungen und Verheißungen zurücknehmen, je nachdem ein Volk oder ein Mensch seinen Sinn ändert zum Guten oder zum Schlimmen. He can withdraw his judgments or his promises according to that which a nation or man changes his mind towards good or evil.
Angakwazi ukuthi aguqule izahlulelo zakhe uma ngabe abantu noma isizwe siguquka kokubi noma kokuhle.
Er nimmt also gerechte Rücksicht auf die menschliche Freiheit. So God adjusts himself to the freedom that man exercises.
UNkulunkulu kube ngazuthi uzibeka naye noma ngaziguqula ngokwenkululeko yomuntu ayisebenzisayo ukuthi akwenze kumele akwenze.
Jeremia trachtet nicht nach dem Ruhm eines unfehlbaren Wahrsages. Er will ein Prophet des Herrn sein, des heilig barmherzigen Gottes. Jeremiah yearns not to honor. He doesn't strive after honor like an unmistakable sorcerer. No, he wants to be a prophet of the Lord, of a God who is holy at the same time full of compassion.
Jeremiah akazama ukuthi azitholele udumo kodwa ufuna ukuba umprofeti kaNkulunkulu ongcwele futhi onozwelo.
Seine Gnadenverheißungen sollen nicht in Sicherheit einwiegen, seine Gerichtsankündigungen nicht in Verzweiflung stürzen, sondern zur Buße und Bekehrung treiben. All his promises of mercy, they should not lull us to sleep.
Izithembiso zakhe zomusa akumele ukuthi sisenze ukuba silale.
And his announcement of judgment should not lead to doubtfulness.
Ukumemezela kwakhe ukwahlulela kumele ukuba kusiholele ngabazini.
Instead, it should lead us to repentance and a change of mind.
Kodwa kunalokho bekumele ukuba kusiholele kuphendukeni, kusiholele kwingqondo eshintshiwe eguquliwe.
Can you still understand? I would like, amazing what I read here in chapter 23. It's as if it was written just yesterday.
kube isimanga engikuthole kwisahluko samashumi amabili nantathu kwaba ngazi ukuthi indaba ebhalwe nje izolo.
Verse 18. Aber wer ist im Rat des Herrn gestanden, der sein Wort gesehen und gehört habe? Wer hat sein Wort vernommen und gehört?
Vesi leshumi neshagalombili, vesi isahluko samashumi amabili nantathu. Ngokuba ngubani wake wema emkhandlweni kaJehova ukuba abone, ezwe izwi lakhe na? Kubani oqaphele izwi lakhe walizwa na?
But which of them has stood in the council of the Lord to see, the German translation says, to see and hear his word. It's not just from Hörensagen, it's just not from hearsay. You have seen the word of God and you have heard. You have, who has listened and heard his word?
Lesizulusho njengalesi Jamani, ngubani oke emkhandlwini kaJehova ukuba abone ezwe izwi lakhe na?
He's speaking to the prophets. Ich sandte die Propheten nicht, doch liefen sie. Ich redete nicht zu ihnen, doch weissagten sie. Verse 21.
Kluma naba Propheti lana, vesini lika 21. Mina ngibathumanga aba Propheti, nokho bagijima. Benginga kulumile kubo, nokho ba Propheti.
I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied.
Mina ngibathumanga aba Propheti, nokho bagijima. Bengakhulumile kubo nokho ba prophet.
Dreierlei kennzeichnet sie als falsche Propheten. There are three things by which you can mark and see these false prophets.
Zintathu impawu ongaphawula ngazo laba prophets bamanga.
Sie empfangen ihre Verkündigung nicht aus dem Munde des Herrn. They do not receive their announcements out of the mouth of the Lord.
Ukuthunywa kwabo noma izimemezelo zabo abazithathi emlonyeni kaNkulunkulu.
Sie verkennen den göttlichen Gerichtsernst in den Zeichen der Zeit und lullen die Leute in Sicherheit ein. Shortly, by their utterings, they are lulling the people to sleep in their prophecies.
Kokukhuluma kwabo benza abantu kuba balale nje bahlale kulezi prophets zabo.
And the third point, das Wort hat keinerlei bessende Wirkung auf dem Volk. Their word doesn't bring a transformation or a betterment to the nation.
Amazwi abo awalethi nguquko futhi awalethi bungcono esizweni.
Also nach Ursprung, Inhalt und Wirkung ihres Wortes unterscheiden sie sich scharf von den echten Gottesboten. So by the origin, the contents and the result of their words, they are greatly removed from the genuine servant of God or messenger of God.
Bona nje ngokwemvelo yabo ngokukhuluma kwabo nangemphumela yabo kubenza ukuthi babe sobala babekele eceleni kubonakala ukuthi akuzona ithunywa zikaNkuluNkulu.
Wie wichtig auch für die, die das Predigtamt des Evangeliums verwalten. So this especially attains to those who are preachers.
Lokhu kuqondiswa kakhulu kazi kulabo abangabashumayeli.
Bin, Vers 23, bin ich nur ein Gott, der nahe ist, spricht der Herr, und nicht auch ein Gott von ferne her?
Vers 23, ngiyunkulunkulu eduze yini, usho uJehova, ngingesiye unkulunkulu kude na?
Meinst du, dass sich jemand so heimlich verbergen könne, dass ich ihn nicht sehe, spricht der Herr? Bin ich es nicht, der Himmel und Erde füllt, spricht der Herr.
Ukhona ungacasha ezindaweni ezisithekileyo ukuze ngingamboni na, usho uJehova. Angithi ngiyagcwalisa izulu nomhlaba na, usho uJehova.
Verse 25. Ich höre es wohl, was die Propheten predigen und falsch weissagen in meinem Namen und sprechen. Mir hat geträumt.
Ngizwile ukuthi bathini abaprofethi, abaprofetha amanga egameni lami, bethi ngiphuphile.
Wann wollen doch die Propheten aufhören, die falsch weissagen und ihres Herzens Trügerei weissagen?
Lokhu kuze kube nini ezinhliziyweni zabaprofethi, abaprofetha amanga, bengabaprofethi benkohliso enhliziyo yabo na?
Und wollen, dass mein Volk meines Namens vergesse über ihren Träumen, die eine dem anderen erzählt? Vers 27.
Abacabanga ukwenza ukuba abantu bami bakhohlwe igama lami, ngamaphupho abo abawalandisa, kube yilona lo kumakhelwane wakhe, njengalokho oyise bakhohlwe igama lami ngenxa kaBhali na?
Ein Prophet, der Träume hat, der erzähle Träume. Wer aber mein Wort hat, der predige mein Wort recht. Wie reimen sich Stroh und Weizen zusammen, spricht der Herr.
Prophet onephupho makalilandise iphupho, kepha onezwi lami makalikhulume izwi lami ngeqiniso. Amakhoba ayini kukolweni na, usho uJehova.
Ist mein Wort nicht wie ein Feuer, spricht der Herr, und wie ein Hammer, der Felsen zerschmeißt?
Izwi lami alinjengomlilo yini, usho uJehova.
Oh, Jeremiah, you are preaching to us today. How wonderful that we can be on Jeremiah's side. And serve the God of Jeremiah
amidst
false prophets, false directions, false evaluations.
Singakhonza onkulunkulu bamanga, onkulunkulu abasholelo phathe.
And you who say it's too late.
Wena kodwa seku late, sekusemva kwesikhathi.
You have bound yourself by your own words.
Uyazibopha wena ngawakho amazwi.
May God help you, that you will still be able to unbind those words. And if you have said things which are not true, my, then this God who is, behold him who sits upon the throne, you will have to appear before him.
Woe
to you if you have prophesied things that were untrue.
Maye kuwe mangabe uprofetile, profeta izinto ezingelona iqiniso.
Now is the time of grace. May I dare say, I'm not God, but I urge you, while there is still grace, turn and listen to these words of Jeremiah.
Iso lesi skhathi somusa, ake ngikunxusa noma ngena uNkulunkulu ukuthi phenduka. Lalela manje lamazi kaJeremia, iso lesi skhathi somusa.
I'm closing.
Ngiyaphetha.
Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just believe.
Engakunaki abakushilo, uNkulunkulu wathi kuye, ungesabi, kholwa kuphela.
And he went on his way. How wonderful we can follow Jesus on his way.
Wayesahamba indlela yakhe uJesu.
He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John.
Akavumelanga muntu amlandele kuphela uPetru, noJakobe, noJohan.
Christian, are you a Peter, a James, and a John?
Ingabe umKristu wena ingabe unguPetru, unguJakobe?
Maybe you bewail it and say, I am always left out. I don't know of things. I don't know where Jesus has gone. He didn't tell me where he's going.
But
they could be his witnesses. Because they were with him. Are you striving to be with him? He'll come to your need. And you will be able to go with Jesus, where he will speak his words of life. He came to the home with people crying, wailing loudly, a commotion. Death reigns. If Jesus comes, puts all these things out.
He says,
this child is not dead, but asleep.
Oh,
may we have the eyes of Jesus and hear his words. And if you hear his words, don't laugh at him. Don't mock him. Don't say, I've got proof. This child is dead. I've got the doctor's death certificate. Jesus, the master of earth and sky, he took the child's father and mother and disciples who were with him and went to where the child was.
And
And he takes the girl by the hand.
Mbamba ngesandla umntwana.
And says, little girl, get up.
Wathi ntombazana ngithi kuwe vuka.
What a day for Jairus.
Kwaba usuku olukhulu kangakanani kuJairu.
Maybe this happened, which he had never dreamt of. Some dream dreams, but this dream was unheard.
Kwaba into mhlawumbe angakaza icabanga. Yebo abantu bayaphupha amaphupho, kodwa leli phupho leli iphupho elingazekeli.
Jesus, the one, all holy, all compassionate.
UJesu lowo ongcwele ngokuphelele, kodwa futhi onozwelo.
Don't spoil his holiness in your life.
Ungangcolisi ubungcwele bakhe empilweni yakho.
Don't spoil his holiness in the eyes of the onlookers.
Ungangcolisi ubungcwele bakhe emehlweni walabo ababukayo.
Don't spoil his compassion in your life.
Futhi nozwelo lwakhe ungalingcolisi ulonakalise empilweni yakho.
Don't spoil Jesus' compassion in the eyes of the believers and non-believers.
Ungonakalisi uzwelo lakhe emehlweni walabo abakholwayo nabangakholwa.
Moses was prepared to take off his shoes because God told him, the ground on which you stand is holy.
Mose wayelungele ukukhumula iimbadada zakhe ngoba wamtshela uNkulunkulu wathi umhlabathi omi kuwo ungumhlabathi ongcwele.
And Jairus was prepared to throw himself on the ground at the feet. I am unworthy. Angifanele. I don't deserve anything, but please hear my cry. Be compassionate, thou Savior of the world.
UJairu wayelungele ukuthi azilahle phansi phambi kwakhe ethi angilutho. Ngisize wena msindisi womhlaba.
And Jesus heard his cry.
UJesu wezwa ukukhala kwakhe.
And he walked with him.
Wayesehamba naye.
And he waited on the Lord's salvation.
Wayeselindele ukusindiswa kukaNkulunkulu.
They that wait upon the Lord will receive new strength. They will rise up as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not fail.
Abalinda kuJehova bayakuthola amandla amasha, bayakugijima bangakhathazi.
Cry out to him, he is your savior.
Khala kuye, uye ungumsindisi wakho.
Don't you wish him to walk with you, to come to your aid?
Awufisini ukuthi yena ahambe nawe kube uyo zayo ozokutakula na?
That he can whisper in your ear, forget about the others. Don't fear. Just believe.
Ukuba akhulume endlebeni zakho ahlebezele athi khohlwa abanye, kholwa.
I can't explain the implication of what Jesus is capable of and how he can come to your aid, come to your sorrow, come to your lost condition.
Angikwazi ukuchaza ngendlela uJesu angakwazi ukuthi asize ngayo, indlela angakwazi ukuthi afike afinyelele kuleso simo sakho la uduke khona, la uhlupheke khona.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngokukhuluma kwakhe.
We thank the Lord for his talking and speaking.
Umbiko ocacile lo, umbiko ozwakalayo.
This is a clear message which everybody can understand.
Singayibuza umbuzo ukuthi yini inhliziyo yethu iyaluze yehla yenyuka.
We can ask ourselves the question, what is the cause? Why is it that my heart is restless going up and down?
Yini lena edala ukuthi ngabaze?
What is the cause that I doubt?
Yini lena edala ukuthi ngabaze ngamandla kaJesu?
What is the cause that I doubt the strength and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ?
UJesu yamkhoza uJairo, thula, musutatazela, kholwa kuphela.
It is as if the Lord reprimands Jairus and says, Jairus, be at peace, be still, don't doubt.
Ngiyamangala ivangeli lafika nasesizweni sabaJuda.
It's marvelous and wonderful to see how the gospel came to the Jewish nation.
Babona imsebenzi yamandla kaJesu.
That they saw the works and power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nabo qobolo ababona bangazange bakubone ngaphambili.
And they saw and experienced things they never saw before.
Obese kulahlwa ithemba ukuthi khona ungavuka la.
Those that had lost hope, saying, can something arise from this?
Abanye bathu ngamhluphi kusasizani.
Others would say, Don't trouble them. What will it help?
Baningi abantu abanjalo abaletha lokho ngikabaza kubantu.
There are so many that do that bring actually doubt to others.
Nalo osavuka ithemba kusekhona umlilo kukhona abawucimayo kusasizani.
And for that person where the fire is still burning, even if it's a small flickering fire, they even quench that fire saying, what does it help?
UJesu yabathulisa ungabanaka abanye thula wena unesidingo.
But the Lord quietens him and say, listen, don't listen to them. You have need of me.
Ngamanye amazwi okungenzeki kwabanye abantu kuyenzeka kuye.
What, in other words, what won't help others will help you.
Uyamthatha uhamba naye. Bayafinyelela la khona khona ingane.
He takes him and they come to the place where the child was.
Ntombazane, vuka.
My girl, arise.
Ntombazane anencane, vuka.
My little girl, arise.
Bantu abasha niyezwa.
Young people, do you hear that?
Niyawezwa amazwi kaJesu.
You hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Lezi nkinga ubona zinkinga phambi kwakho ungasukeki kuzona.
These difficulties, these problems before your very own eyes, which you've never been able to overcome or get rid of. Mhlawumbe
manje usulahlekelo awusazi ukuthi phambili kulaphi emuva kulaphi.
And now you come to a point where you say, What does it help? What does it mean to go forward or even to go backwards? Where am I going?
Mhlambe uthola ukuphoxeka ngabanye mhlawu ubethemba.
Maybe you are disappointed by others who you had trusted.
Abanye bayaphoxana
because others let each other down.
Ingana abanye bathi hayi akukho ukuphila la siyahamba manje.
Where others say, well, there is no life. I'm leaving now.
Kodwa mabephumile.
But when they leave,
ucabanga ukuthi bazophila phela.
They think they will be alive.
Uthola bengena ezweni.
And then when they get into the world,
ubona begqokisa okwezwe.
And they dress like the world.
Ubona befana nomhlaba.
And you see they full of the world.
Where
is life?
Liphi ivangeli?
Where is the gospel?
Liphi ivangeli abaliphethe?
Where is the gospel they have in their hands, they say?
Talitha, kum. Ntombazane encane, sukuma, vuka.
Talitha kumni. In other words, my little girl, arise, stand up.
Noma sewufile njengoba kwenzeka kuLazaro. Kusemsebenzini kaNkuluNkulu kusemandleni eNkosi.
So even if
uvusa uphile,
even if you're dead like Lazarus, but it's in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to come to you and say to you, arise, you who are dead.
Ubani wena onganquma ngempilo yomuntu?
How can you decide concerning other people's lives? Where you say there's no hope there?
Kodwa masiza kuJesu ngeqiniso.
And so come to the Lord in truth, and he will do things that others had never expected him to do.
Vuka ezonweni zakho, vuka kulesi sono sakho. UJesu engakuphakamisa, uJesu engakuhlangula, uJesu engakusiza, engakuthethelela.
Arise from your sin, that thing that you can't overcome, that's troubling your life. Come, be healed. He is the only one that can save and forgive you.
Wena waziyo ukuthi khona ukuphila kaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho noma cha.
You know if there's life of God in your life or not?
Wena waziyo ukuthi sihamba kanjani izinto empilweni yakho?
You know how it is in your life?
Kodwa namanje siyamenywa siyabizwa.
That's why even now we are invited, we are called.
Ntombazanyana vuka.
Little girl arise.
Kwenzeka isimanga.
An amazing thing happened. A miracle happened. Faith brought about things. Faith in the Son of God and our Lord Jesus Christ will change, will do things in your life. As we've heard, it's only God's grace, as we heard in Jeremiah. Even if it's our pieces left over, even if it's broken, even if this vessel is broken, there's no hope even amongst men.
Took
a broken vessel, he molded it anew, out something amazing, something beautiful. And the Lord says, don't you expect me to do that for you, my children?
Now, okhephukile, now ophelelwe ithemba, mhlamba kusekho nalapho, file.
Maybe you are broken, maybe there is no more hope, you are dead.
Kodwa mangabe sondela esihlalweni somusa kaNkulunkulu.
But if we draw nigh unto the throne of grace, we will find life. We will be given life and healed. The old will be passed away. By God's grace, something new will be born. And the Lord's work will proceed.
And
new life will be again be found in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not that death and sin rule our life. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your speaking. Lord, you are not like men or like the prophets of this world. You always seem to be turned to one side. Be different. Where men say there is no hope here. But through that you show and reveal yourself as the one sent by God. You bring life to unto the dead. You raise that which is dead. And your name brings life.
Lina
and heals. Has power. Lord, we thank you that we may believe in you. Oh Lord, we thank you for sending your only begotten Son. That through him we are healed. Through him that we might receive life to go forward. Lord, help us that we'll never, ever go back and retreat, but go forward. Lord, that we love you like never before. Lord, as we go into this new week, be with us. Lead us that we might see you alive in our midst. We ask this in the name of our Lord who died for us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.